This is a DJBooth.net exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Z, doing it real big on DJBooth.net, and on the phone with me, a man who's been doing big things since his days on BET's 106 and Park Freestyle Friday. It's my man who's not a friend of Rosie O'Donnell, my man Jin. How you doing?
Yo, what's going on, Z? What's up, everybody? This is Jin. I wouldn't say I'm not a friend of hers.
But you're not going to be a friend, are you?
Nah, not at the moment, I guess.
No. I didn't think so.
You know what? I just want to say right now, I mean, if we're going to cut to the chase, it's not even really about her. Like, I think the picture that I'm trying to, the message I'm trying to say is that it's bigger than her. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So I don't want people to think it's like a personal vendetta with her. It just so happens that in this particular scenario, it just happens to be, you know, her.
Could have been anybody.
Exactly, exactly.
We'll get back to her if need be. Let's focus right now on your new album. It's called ABC, American Born Chinese. It drops this February. Talk about it.
February 20th, which is 2 days after Chinese New Year's, which is on the 18th. And ABC, that's actually the name of the album. More than that, the term ABC, for those that aren't familiar, is sort of like unofficial term for young Chinese Americans that were born in the United States, hence American born Chinese. It's just something that was created like way back, way before me, like the term itself. It's just kind of an identity that, you know, some people are proud of, some people may not be as proud of it, some that are non-ABCs, meaning like, I'll give you an example, like somebody that's Chinese that was probably born in like Hong Kong or something. They might look at ABCs in a different view. You know, like, oh, he's not really quote-unquote Chinese. And this is basically what the whole album is about. It's just about a young, you know, Chinese-American telling the story of, you know, his childhood and growing up. And more importantly, I think just showing his how in touch with his roots he really is that maybe people don't realize.
And Jin, what's groundbreaking about this album that you have dropping on February 20th is that the majority of it is in Cantonese, and I think that what it speaks volumes about is that hip-hop is so diverse, it doesn't just stay in one place, it's able to go just about everywhere. What angle did you plan on taking when you were recording this album?
Well, yo, I think what you just said, Z, is like perfect. Like, I couldn't even, you know, find a better way to describe it. I think the core of it, and what's the most important, though, is that, you know how you're like, you know, the concept of hip-hop and how it's become so universal and it doesn't stay in one place. I think that was ultimately one of the beauties of hip-hop. You know, maybe to the people that created it, they didn't even realize it was going to be this big. But I think beyond the fact that it's spreading and becoming such a global factor is that as it's spreading, it has to spread with a certain type of genuineness to it. I don't know if you know what I mean, but
I know exactly,
you know, like,
what you
and
mean.
That's kind of what I wanted to do with the ABC album. Yeah, for example, there's a song on there, like you said, you know, majority of it is in Cantonese, probably like 98% of it.
So it's almost all of it.
yeah, I do a little English like here and there, but it's pretty much all in Chinese. There's a record on there that's called It's Hip Hop. One of the songs on the album is called It's Hip Hop. And yo, I'm talking about where hip hop started. And you know, in the Bronx, Kool Herc, DJing, the block party, you know, the house party.
Way back.
Yeah, and I'm doing it in Cantonese. So what happens is that it allows people that, you know, let's say are in Hong Kong right now or wherever they may be, you know, that may have this perception of what hip hop is already, like just based on what they've seen on TV or saw, you know, or heard on the radio.
Which probably couldn't be further from what it's all about.
Exactly. So here you have me coming out of nowhere. You know, I mean, I'm proud of my accomplishments and the different accolades, like you were talking about the whole freestyle battling aspect and things of that nature. So you have me coming out, you know, like Jin, you know, he did this, he did that. Yo, now all of a sudden he's rhyming in Chinese and he's talking about the Bronx in 73, talking about Kool Herc, talking about B-Boys, you know what I mean? So, in Cantonese on top of that. So, I just think it definitely brings a new spectrum, you know, to the whole picture.
It does, and it's definitely something that not a lot of people would even think about doing. Now, you mentioned how the topic at hand on this album, ABC, is growing up in America while staying true to your Chinese heritage. Did your parents object to hip-hop growing up? Did they say, we don't want that in our house?
I feel like I'm on Barbara Walters right there. Except it's not Barbara Walters, but it's cool. You know what? That's such an ill question because I think when I first started doing this, I mean, like, rhyming and getting into the hip-hop culture, nobody was more anti-rap than my mom and dad. And, you know, once again, like, I think that's why this project, even for me on a personal level, is such a big accomplishment because this album truly allows them, like, they speak English, but to hear me spit it in Cantonese, it truly gives them the exact
appreciation almost.
Yeah, the exact 100% definition of what this really means to me. You know, because when I first started, you know, I was like 16, 15 years old. And pretty much their whole conception of what hip-hop was, or, you know, what they saw it as, was just negative, negative, negative. You know, and you can't really blame them because all they knew of it was what they saw on the news.
Exactly.
You know, rap concert gets shot up, rapper gets stabbed, rapper gets busted for drugs, things of that nature. So, you know, here you have me, a young 15-year-old, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to be a rapper. You know, so as parents, I don't think it's even a Chinese thing, but, you know, I think just parents in general, they're like, oh, what do you mean you want to be a rapper? No way, no way. And they were totally against it.
That's an amazing thing. I mean, I went through the same thing, sort of different growing up. My parents didn't even like me listening to Genuine or Maxwell, and they had nothing bad to say at all. So
yeah, how can you hate on Maxwell?
Exactly. And the man needs to put out an album, too, but we're
not
going to
get into that. Can't hate on Maxwell.
Moving on, the single that a lot of people have been buzzing about, is it on the album? It's called You're Fired.
Nah, You're Fired is actually something, that's what we were talking about when we first got on the phone with you. That's not even a single. It's more like a promo record that I just did. It's not on the album. That beat originally is actually a Nas beat. I'm a big fan of Nas.
Oh, yeah.
And that's something that I just kind of did at the spur of the moment. You know, like, a lot of people ask me, you know, some were supportive of it, some speculate, yo, you know, is he just trying to get attention, is it publicity? I mean, you know, everybody's going to have what they want to say about it, but to me, you know what, it's just what I do, like, it's music. You know, like, for the same reasons why, when they say, why would you say something like that, you know, and she was kind of just like, it's just part of my shtick. This is what I do.
This is
you know?
Part of what you do.
This is just part of what I do. Get Donald Trump. I mean, not that I got him on the record. I just found those clips, but
yeah,
cool.
We get the idea, and it works just the same. Two things about the song. First, of course, they use the Ether beat by Ron Browse. So I need to know. Afterwards, we all know in 2007, Nas and Jay-Z are friends, or at least they're working together. So a couple years from now, can we expect a collaboration with you and Rosie, or is this just going to stay
put? You bug it. Well, you know what? Let's just say I once I was channel surfing, and I saw A League of Their Own, and I changed the channel immediately.
So not going to happen. Okay, that answered that. Jin, you mentioned in the song, and I got a kick out of this line, because lyrically you've always been on point. You said you'd rather see Barbara Walters in a thong. Please tell me that was just a line that you spit in that song, and that you don't
well,
really
you know
hold
what?
That in.
One thing about these records, like with these kind of like, I guess, diss records in particular, you got to be very vivid with your descriptions. And so I was just thinking, what would I rather do? Like, that would be even so much worse than having, you know, to tongue her down. You know what? I think I'd rather see Barbara Walters in a thong. And as soon as that line popped into my head, I was like, I think every man in the country is going to relate to it.
You got the idea across.
Yeah, and I think if you were to do a survey, don't be surprised. I think more people would sway towards seeing Barbara Walters in a thong.
They probably would. They probably would. So you think after all this, Jin, you'd be able to convince Trump to start a hip-hop record label and put you on as the franchise MC?
See, now you're just getting me all happy and getting giddy for no reason, getting my hopes up. I mean, I think that would be phenomenal. I to this point, I mean, that record you're talking about probably, you know, has been leaked, so to speak, in the last 2-3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's even reached him yet, I mean, I don't even know. But that wasn't really the agenda. If anything of that nature were to happen, it would just be, you know, icing on the cake, I guess.
I can make some phone calls for you, you know.
Definitely. I mean, if and when that happens, I mean, when that happens, you'll be right there on the set for the video shoot with me.
Beautiful.
You, me, and Don.
Beautiful. And will there be a nice shiny rock in my left ear?
Yo, out the deal. Feel free to write in whatever you want into the deal memo, because I don't think Don's going to have a problem with it.
You said,
it doesn't seem like his pockets are hurting right now.
No, not at all. Not at all. You mentioned earlier in the interview, Jin, 5 years into your career now, and you started off and you had some dealings with the Rough Riders crew.
Indeed.
Moving on from there, do you think in retrospect that the moves that you made and that you did was a good idea at the time, or do you think that everything happens for a reason and you're in the place now because of that?
You know what? I've always contemplated this, and sometimes, you know, it's easy to get into the zone where it's like, man, imagine if I would have did this. Imagine if I would have did that. What if I would have did this? And you know what I've learned from it? You know, beyond just the fact that I'm 5 years into my career, on top of that, you figure I'm 5 years older, you know, mentally, and naturally you start maturing and you start seeing things from a larger perspective. And I think, you know what, everything happens for a reason. So if I were to go back and do it all over again, I probably wouldn't even change too much, because I think what I did with the whole Rough Riders and that situation, it created me to have to do these certain things to where I was able to define myself as an artist.
Definitely a natural evolution. And you've always stuck with the times. As a matter of fact, a lot of people might not know this, but you actually sold your last album on MySpace, correct?
Oh, yes. Actually, that one is still on there. That album is called I Promise.
Give that address for everybody.
You can actually just go to Jin, J-I-N, space. .com, and it'll take you right there. I went and got the domain. You know, because it gets tiring when you have to do the myspace.com/blah blah blah blah. So for all those that want to check it out, you can just log on to jin space.com.
That's so amazing too, because I always ask these artists to give their MySpace address.
Yeah.
And they end up messing it up because they can't even remember it themselves. So
yeah, it gets too tricky at some point. So yeah, but just to real quick, briefly touch on that project. I'm glad you brought it up. Yeah, that's just, you know, one of the privileges when, you know, when you're kind of doing this whole independent thing, and that's kind of the latest trend is the independent, you know, the independent spirit.
Oh yeah.
The album is pretty much, you know, I got myself, a nice stockade of different producers. I found the studio facilities. I went, I recorded this album. And you know what I always felt is one of the most important parts of being an artist beyond everything else? It's just your fan base. And if you're able to create, a fan base that is kind of just, they rock with you because they rock with you and not because you're all on TV and all on the radio, sometimes that can be even more priceless than the opposite. You know what I mean? Like, it's easy for people to be like, yo, I love this guy, when you're all over the radio and all over television. You know, and I'm not saying it whereas I'm against all of that. That's great. I would love that too. It's more treasurable when you're not, yet you can put out an album and sell X amount of copies and what it may be.
And you know, and it can be lucrative in so many different ways, like you said, which is huge.
I don't think any other word describes it better than that. Like, you know, as far as lucrative, because that's like, I don't even want to get into
it. I like
that
word. It's a good word.
I love that word.
It's a great word. It's a huge word.
It's the best word ever.
Jin, I wish you nothing but the best of luck in 2007, doing it real big on this groundbreaking new album, ABC, drops February the 20th. Good luck, man.
Thank you very much, Z. I appreciate it. Yo, everybody, once again, that's listening or reading, yeah, I appreciate all of the support. And, you know, definitely trying to make it a lucrative year.
I couldn't have said it better.